Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Ed Raber about the two market studies released showing how a potential Cedar Rapids casino could affect the revenue of the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Washington County. This is the second part of a two-part discussion.
Were you at the last IRGC meeting?
I was.
What was the case that you were making for Washington County, and why should Washington County residents be concerned about what Cedar Rapids Casino, how it could affect Washington County?
Right. Well, we've been concerned, I think, ever since the casino in Riverside in Washington County was built, because the Racing and Gaming Commission has decided years and years ago that they were not going to have Vegas-style casinos where anybody can have a casino. You can just open up anything you want. Iowa has chosen to have these as regulated facilities that met some guidelines and goals that the state had set forth. So when they moved to land-based casinos, the commission decided that they wanted resort destination-style facilities, especially in markets that would support them. And in 2004, when that was approved in Washington County, it was voted down in Cedar Rapids in Linn County. And because of that, this is one market area, the East Central market area. The casino that was built, which is called a resort, Golf Resort, that's what it is, and it serves this entire market area. Our fear has always been that Cedar Rapids would just say, well, we want one now. And that's essentially what it is. So my remarks, written and oral, to the Gaming Commission were that we did what you ask. A group of entrepreneurs developed a resort-style, best-in-the-state facility. We get that all the time. It's the best-in-the-state, copied by many, facility to meet the market here in East Central Iowa. And we want them to stick with that. Any change to that is really just simply a cannibalization that makes the resort facility that they invested in and rewarded here in Riverside in Washington County not sustainable. You start dicing that up, you just simply can't have that kind of facility to serve this market. Also, if they were to pick one of the boutique casinos, my fear is that those boutique sort of amenity-free casinos, they don't have a lot of other stuff that a lot of the existing properties have had, because that's what the Racing and Gaming Commission wanted them to have. Event centers, hotels, dining, a variety of dining, all sorts of entertainment, even including golf courses in our case. If they're going to abandon that, that really means that anybody can get a gaming license. And then all of the, just like back in 2004, 5, and 6, when they reviewed applications, there were 10 applications from towns like Fort Dodge and Ottumwa, Franklin County, and you name it. And 4 of those 10 were selected to build a casino. And if you open it up to boutique casinos, really anybody would be coming back and asking the Gaming Commission to just open a small place that's just some slots in a potentially a nondescript building downtown. Let's just get slot machines going here. Iowa rejected that a few years ago when the lottery, not the Gaming Commission, but Iowa Lottery tried Touch Play, which put things that look like slot machines in convenience stores and gas stations and grocery stores. And Iowans said, that does not feel like Iowa. We don't really want to do that. If you travel to Illinois right now, they've done that. And so you stop at a gas station, you'll see a little area that they've cordoned off that have slot machines. So that's a different approach that has not been Iowa's approach.
And I think it was the Marquette study that mentioned how that occurred in Illinois and caused a loss of jobs there. And they compared it, you know, comparatively for Iowa, if a new casino was built, it could maybe mean a potential of 90 jobs lost at the Riverside Casino.
Yeah, I think it could at least be that. A lot of the jobs in Riverside are based on a certain amount of activity there. So when they say that they might lose 90 jobs, I think that that's a conservative estimate, because there might be parts of the operation that really just are not sustainable. You could see a lot more of the operation that they just close.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Ed Raber. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.